The Kamenchev formation is six. Shor Shahaya Mischakek Bechoisel. So, if an ox was rubbing itself, or a bull, sorry, a bull was rubbing itself against the wall, the Nafal ala Adam, and then the wall falls on a person. Niskaven laharig is habahema, or the bull intends to kill like another animal. The harag is haadam, but it kills the person instead. You know, I don't know if you can't really read its mind, but obviously maybe it's like charging for an animal and then it moves out the way or something.
But they're two very different cases.
Yeah, for sure. The nochri, or if it's aiming for a non-Jewish person, v'harag ben Yisrael, and then it kills a Jewish person. The nefalim, or it's aiming for an unviable child, a child that was prematurely born and is not viable. V'harag ben kaima, and it kills a viable child. Patur. So in all of these cases, the bull is patur, means we don't put the bull to death. So the Kati brings, what is the reason? So in the first case, it's a bit obvious, because you know, if the bull's just rubbing itself against the wall, and the wall falls over, so that's, I mean, didn't... Yeah.
It's an act of God.
So he says, over here, but we actually learn it out from a pasuk, that the bull has to have intention, you know, to carry out its act. If the bull is doing something that it doesn't intend to do, it doesn't get put to death. And on the other cases, so the bull was aiming for, intending to kill someone, a person for whom the bull is not liable for also to be put to death. So in all of the other cases, the bull wouldn't be put to death in all of these cases.